Welcome to the Giddy Up Podcast, episode 4, after a bit of a car crash over the start. If you're watching on Facebook Live, if you're listening on a podcast, you don't know any different. Donny, welcome.
Oh, JT, the only way people be listening is if you've pushed record. Now, have you pushed record?
Mate, we are recording. This is live to everyone, live on Facebook, live on our podcast, and we should even have a recording that we can listen to later and video and everything, mate. This is the new technology. We have gone next level.
Mate, I'm super impressed by this. I know that you have not slept since the last podcast. You've been getting more IT stuff together than we've ever had in the past. And I actually quoted during the week, we've got more IT today on this show than legs in my shed. There's a lot going on, mate.
Mate, there is a lot going on, and we had a bit of a rubbery start, but it's only going to get better from here on in, I reckon. So what we want to talk about is lots of stuff that's happening. Now, what we want to do before we get into the regular show, Donny, is we want to give people a heads up, because I believe you've got a code word tonight, Donny, that can win people prizes.
Well, that's how we roll, JT. All the people that tune in and get us live, so some people will be getting this when they're in the bath or walking around on Thursday or Friday or Saturday, you've missed the chance to win the prize for the code word. The code word tonight, JT,
what do you got?
Comes in hard and fast from the birthday girl. It is capture.
Capture. All right.
Yeah.
There we go, guys. So the trick is tonight, if you hear the word capture during the broadcast tonight, make sure you type the word capture into the comments on the page, and we're going to put everyone's name that's commented into the draw. We're going to spin the wheel. We've got a huge wheel that you're going to be able to see this time, I hope. And you're going to win yourself a $150 tradie.com voucher.
How good is that, JT, that we have got some of the most amazing sponsors on the planet? And when I think about sponsors, I think about, you know, Tradie, it's awesome. They've got this amazing sprays that make me smell bloody great. But you cannot go past our amazing sponsors, Tom M, mate. They have you seen my specs, JT? If you're listening on the radio, you won't be able to see them. But these are these blue screen bad boys. And they are straight out of the Tom M warehouse. And I don't get headaches, mate. I look at the screen all day, every day, bang, not a headache in sight.
Mate, you are looking very smooth. You've matched me with the four eyes, so that's fantastic, Donny. I need them so I can actually see, mate, not just to look cool, though. But hey, whatever, right, as long as it looks good. So we're going to get straight into our first segment for this evening.
Weird, wonderful, and wacky.
Oh, yeah, weird, wacky, wonderful stuff, Donny. What do you got for us?
Now, mate, we could not go past the fact that COVID is global, and we've taken the piss so many times, JT, out of the Irish with their great inventions. You know, they invented the eject seat for the helicopters and some other amazing, the flyby windscreen for the submarine, some amazing inventions. They've come up with one, and I don't think they're piss-taking. They have, so right now, the Irish are in level 5 COVID restrictions, right?
Level 5.
Big time.
Yeah.
Irish invention, mate, Dublin firm, no they are us. I don't know how to bloody say
that. Can you just say that again for the listeners at home, Donny?
No they are us. Anyway, it's a real fancy Irish name.
Yep.
They've got this whiz-bang thing, and it just takes COVID out of the air, just like scoops it up like a big vacuum cleaner sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah. And 99.999% effective against COVID. So you walk into a pub and you go, like that, and a bit of COVID drops out, that vacuum just scoops it up and kills it in its little machine. The Irish have invented this, mate. This will be big.
Are you taking the piss or?
No, true story. Well, I read it in, you know, online somewhere.
Yeah, right.
But no, true story. Like, you know, everybody is trying to come up with that thing. Like Tom M, they got this bloody great We Will Win face masks and stuff. I mean, there is so many things out there to take care of COVID. But when I heard about the oxygen feat that the Dublin mob made, I was impressed, mate. So I thought, we've got to talk about it. We've got to discuss that. Okay. If you were going to come up with something, JT,
yes,
would you have thought to vacuum the air that people are breathing?
Well, mate, I've had one of those Dyson pure air things for ages, right? And that's supposed to remove 99.999% of all impurities in the air anyway. So aren't they just basically just taking that and, you know, I reckon they've just pinched it off Dyson, to be honest, and going, we'll run with this and say it kills coronavirus. What could go wrong?
Hey, I like it. It's bloody the Irish of Sandra Sully with the late news, mate.
they possibly could be. Now, I want to, because we can share some visuals now, and of course, if you're watching the podcast, this is an incentive to tune in or watch the video, which we'll release as well. Now, the Dragon Girl, Donnie, I don't know if that means anything to you, mate, but Amber Luke, 24, New South Wales, stunning looking girl. I've got a photo. I'll share it with our audience, Donnie.
Let's have a look. Fair enough. Yeah, nice. See where you got those thoughts.
Nice looking girl. Now, but a bit of bad news, Donnie.
Oh, she's dead?
No. She's still with us, thankfully.
Oh, that's not too bad.
She likes the tats.
That's okay.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with that. But she's really taken things to the extreme, Donnie.
What's she done? What has she done?
She's covered her whole body in tats, and of course that's relatively extreme for someone who's got no tats. Of course, I know you've got a few, but she's gone next level, Donnie. She's gone the eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she tinted her eyes this bright blue colour, Don. And, let's just have a look. I think, some things have just got to be seen.
We've got the after photo. You've got everything, Gadget Boy. Yeah. Oh, my. Whoa. Okay. Yep. Is that the same chick?
That is the same girl, Donnie. She's gone a tad extreme. Now, the thing is, though, when she got her eyes tattooed, mate, tell me if this is a price to pay. She went blind.
That was a bad call.
Yeah, probably not the best one. Now
she's full on blinky now, blind.
Well, the good news is it did come back. So she lost her sight for 3 weeks though, as a result of getting those that ink dyed into her eyes. So I don't know if that's kind of worth it, mate. But on the plus side,
she's just colorblind now.
Yeah, maybe she can't. She just sees blue. I don't know. Blue. But on the plus side,
she needs glasses.
She did gain 46,000 followers though, so on Instagram. So it's probably worth it.
No, who are we kidding, mate? The joke's on us. 46,000.
I know, right? It's not bad. It's only about 45,997 more than us, mate. So
I just want to give her a tip though. I don't want to be a sexist. But there's other ways she could have gained a lot of followers and still had much ink in her eyes.
Where's this mute button? Oh, I got this already.
I'm not suggesting what way it was, JT.
I got that loaded yet.
I was thinking that maybe that's probably our thing. So unless you're willing to get a tat for the show, JT, like 98% of your body, I think you're going to have to release a sex tape.
Not going to happen. I wouldn't want to subject anyone to that. So now one of the things we love talking about on this show is we talk about all things Australia, of course. But I wanted to explore some different customs, Don, because people do weird shit all over the world, right?
Right.
So I thought we'd start sharing some of that stuff with our listeners, Don.
Yes. That's the sort of show we've got. Weird shit sharing show.
That's exactly right. Now, in India, Donnie, I don't know if you've known about this, but there's the Sri Santeswar. I'll say that again because I've
say that again.
Yeah, the Sri Santeswar. There we go. That's a temple, right? And basically, what they do there, they take these newborns up there, these 50 feet high, sort of building.
Show them the sights.
No, mate, throw them off, mate.
What do babies do? What's wrong with them? Are they good?
No, all good. It's good luck for them, mate. They think it's a tradition, so they take them up to this 50-foot-high building, throw them off, mate, and catch them in a blanket down below, and it's good luck. Now, I'm guessing if they miss them, then it's probably not great luck. But, now, Don, I know you look like you're very sceptical, Don, and I owe it to our listeners to put our money where our mouth is now.
You haven't got footage of that.
I have got footage.
Yeah. Is this bloody? Is it legit though, or like, are people get a dob us in for showing baby throwing off? Mate, Michael Jackson dangled a kid over in the world, went nuts, mate. Throwing it is a different story.
That was nothing compared to this. Here we go. Strap yourself in, guys.
Oh God. Oh, far out.
What do you reckon, Donnie?
Well, I must admit, JT, the last Olympics, I don't know that India went too well in diving because from the start of their life, they've been shitting themselves from any great height.
Well, Donnie, it's funny that you mentioned the word shit.
Oh, no. Not another.
There is another tradition that this is legit. They literally throw the kids in piles of shit.
What? Yeah, where? Yeah. In India?
In India. Here we go. Watch this. I reckon, Donnie, keen to have a go?
I tell you what, do kids grow up in India and smack the crap out of their parents?
You've got to wonder sort of...
What is that all about?
I have no idea, mate. it's a bit bizarre, isn't it? So, but anyway, what else have you seen, Donnie? Because I know you're a man of the world, mate. You would have seen some bizarre things in your travels.
JT, well, I haven't seen this, but word on the street says that our Madagascan friends, you know, like we've watched Madagascar, the animals and...
Great movie, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, well, weird shit happens over there. Can you imagine if I said to you, mate, we are going to dance with the dead?
What do you mean, dance with the dead?
Well, they literally, the Madagascans, the Malagasca tribe, they take out bodies of their ancestors. They rewrap them in fresh cloth, and then they head back to the burial place where they dance to live music, mate. That's a tradition. True story. Every 7 years, they do it.
They dig them up after 7 years.
Rewrap them.
I'm tipping they're not Take going them. Too well at that point.
Well, I don't know about you, but you know that rest in peace bit?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in Madagascar, Mike. That's rest for 7 years, Sark, and we'll be back with a slab and the boombox, and we're dancing.
Bloody hell. Well, again, we want to put our money where our mouth is, Donnie. So I have uncovered...
Did you find this?
Nah, not a hope in hell on my show on that. Bloody disgusting. What else you got for us, Donnie?
Right. Okay, here we go. This is, I'm going to go with the German wedding custom, right? There's a pre-wedding tradition in Germany.
Yeah.
It may sound a little bit weird, but what the family and friends do is they get the bride and the groom and they get them together and then they break their dishes. They smash all the dishes, and the soon-to-be husband and wife have to clean up all the broken mess.
They do that in, isn't that a Greek thing as well, where they smash the plates and stuff? They did that in Greek.
I know, the Greeks just get really angry and throw shit. No, this is actually, this is planned. And you know why they do it, JT?
They don't like the crockery and they want to buy a new set?
Well, this is one way to go about it. But it's all about making sure that the couple, soon to be wed, get used to the tough times, get used to shit is difficult and you're going to have to clean up a mess. And if you can't do it before your wedding, you'll never be able to do it. So that's their plan.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. So, well, good luck to them, I suppose.
Well, I haven't looked into their divorce rate, so I'm suggesting it's probably low or they'd change that tradition.
Right, what could go wrong, right? And what about your friends in Germany, mate? Because I know you've got some connections over there, Donnie, and they are, well, let's face it, they're bloody nuts, those Germans. So surely you got something for us there.
Well, that was my German one, right? So my Venezuelans, JT, this is the one you're going to like.
Okay, right? Got it.
This is a tradition that I think, we've got a little segment later on called Gen Z.
We have.
This is a Gen Z inspired one.
Okay.
In Venezuela, it is rude to be on time.
Rude to be on time.
It's tradition, it's custom, it's accepted to be 15 minutes late. They believe that if you're on time, you're greedy. You're too eager. So they like to show that they're not too eager and just turn up 15 minutes late.
It's an interesting way of looking at things, Donnie. I reckon I could maybe I'm following their tradition without even knowing it.
Well, admittedly, I wouldn't fit into Venezuela because I like to be early. I think being late
is rude, isn't it?
Poor form.
Yep, agree.
So, mate, that's just not a place for me. But there you go.
There you go. Mate, I love it. We'll try and bring some interesting customs from around the world on each episode. And if you've got some that you guys have stumbled across, send them in, right? We'll give them a run on the show for sure.
Let's be honest, JT, we've set the bar at throwing a baby off a big peak and then dumping him in shit. Like, we haven't set the bar too high for this segment.
Okay, you're right. We haven't at all.
Geek of the week.
Bit of geek time, Donnie.
Oh, what do you got, mate?
Well, I know this doesn't sound very geeky, but I want to talk about Harley Davidson's.
Well, there's nothing geeky about the big body Harleys.
Wouldn't have thought so. What do you? I mean, when you think of, you know, big Harleys, you think of big men, and you know they're big bikes, loud. Yeah, I mean that's the image I get straight away as soon as someone says Harley Davidson.
Two more tats.
That's right.
Probably not 98% of their body, but a lot of tats, and not probably blue eyes, but yep.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Well, they've just released a new product on.
What have they got? A new bigger bike. No doubt this thing will be loud, mate. Oh. Wake your neighbours in four suburbs. What is it?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But let me introduce you, Donnie, to... Have a look at that beautiful, stunning piece of machinery. The Serial
One. What is that?
It's the Serial One Harley Davidson. It is the new electric bike.
Bullshit, Harley didn't come out of that.
Mate, they did come out of it. It's on sale in March 2021.
So what, has it got some noise or nothing? No, that's it.
It's electric, mate. It's quiet.
It's got a bloody pedals and stuff. That's not a Harley.
Yeah, mate, tell you what, they're just going a new way. They're just...
Yeah, broke.
They're seeing the new world, Donnie. They're just saying, oh, you know what, this is how things roll now. We've got to move with the times. We've got to get with electric bikes. And there it is. So are you putting an order down, Donnie, or what?
No, not a hope in hell, mate. No, how can I possibly put a hole in the ozone layer and destroy my friendship with the neighbours without something that revs at 20 decibels louder than it should if it's bloody electric?
Yeah, you raise good points, Donnie. Maybe your neighbour might buy one for you, though.
Well, how much are they, JT? Have you got a figure on that?
No, they haven't released pricing yet, so we don't know, but I'm guessing they're not going to be a very cheap.
Did they come out on April the 1st, JT? I'm not buying that. Oh, I think you're trying to pull one over me.
Full legit. They've actually spun it off into a separate company as well, separate to their biking division or their motorbike division. So, yeah, look out, mate. It is definitely happening.
It's for the hipsters, I reckon.
The trendy hipsters. You know, I don't
know. You bloody ripper!
Now, Donnie, we like sharing the good news with our people. And what have you got, Donnie? You must have some good news in there somewhere, I would have thought.
Well, first things first, we, JT, are in Victoria. We are screaming flat out to a halt of doing long-distance buddy podcasts because soon we'll be back together again, brother. This is the COVID is out and about. It's wonderful. People have just said COVID's a thing of the past. Let's 40 million people get to Chadston and surely we'll be safe. But anyway, I do want to celebrate again. Well done, humans, for making it. Very good job. But the one thing, what I really wanted to draw your attention to, JT.
What do you got?
Is our planet. Now, I know you're an animal lover and you're conservative and you're geeky and nerdy and you're the male model, you're all these things. You're starting to rub off on me, JT. I've been thinking about our planet.
Here we go.
And I've looked and I've put solar on my roof. Oh.
Solar on your roof. Solar panels, I'm assuming, is what you mean, right?
But JT, let me tell you about this, right? We've been taking the piss out of our friend Bryony in South Australia and all her other mates over there.
Yeah.
They, although they're about 900 years behind, are in front this time, JT.
Not possible. You're telling me South Australia are ahead in something, anything?
Yeah, a true story, 100%. They are ahead in the fact that they have, for the first time in history, solar power is at the lowest price and they have 100% generated enough solar power to cover all their electricity.
That's bloody impressive. Well done, South Australia. I take it all back.
Yeah, and if four more people get TVs over there, they're stuffed. But no, true, that's bloody awesome, isn't it? That's impressive.
That is magnificent. Hopefully Victoria catches up at some point. And I know some of the other states have been pretty active in their solar. We had a really big play on it in Victoria probably, about 10 years ago when I first bought in. And it was ridiculously expensive at that point. And it's obviously come down a lot in price. And there's still incentives. Most governments are still offering incentives, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, JT. And I waited for those incentives before I put my solar on the roof. Hey, you know what? If you want to save some cash, just keep listening in, because we've got the Money Whisperer later on in a future segment in this show, and he will also give us some money-saving ideas, mate. And he's a pro, JT. So I tell you what, we'll listen out for him. But that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a great thing, and I'm looking forward to the Money Whisperer's tips a bit later on. But now we're going to get into a few things that are a little bit bizarre.
Bizarre news stories.
Now, JT, you know what else is bizarre? Your bloody stingers, mate. I like them, but they're bizarre. Like, the thing I think about when I think about bizarre news stories is the fact that we've gone from COVID, we've all been a bit like cabin feverish, we're ready to fly. How about this, JT? Flights are on again.
Excellent.
2,500 Virgin business class passengers who paid up to $2,500, right?
Yep.
Class seat up the front where you're normally sitting.
It's a good spot.
How about this, mate? You go business class, you'd be expecting a decent sort of like meal, wouldn't you? Like, that's one of the perks of flying up the pointy end.
That's exactly what I would expect, Tom. Yes, correct.
Now, you're a bit low, JT. I might need you to turn your volume up a bit, but $2,500, right? How would you be if you got a can of Coke with no sugar and a little cup of fantastic noodles as your main meal, mate?
Hang on.
$2,500 for your ticket.
Noodles and Coke.
Yeah. Well, some of them got wine.
So what you're saying
is, they all got bloody noodles.
Wait, I've got footage of it, Tony. That is literally what was dished up on Virgin Business Class.
Look at that.
Where do you sign up? I want to jump on. That's awesome.
Like, I don't want to take the piss out of our friends in the sky, because they've been doing it pretty hard for a while. I mean, they haven't made it, they have done it tough. But seriously, if you're going to capture the imagination of travellers, JT, they're going to have to serve up better grub, mate.
Yeah, I would have thought not ideal. What, did they give any reason for that, Donnie? Was there a catering mishap or something?
No, just tightwads. No, I don't. Trying to save cash, JT, for the shareholders.
Yeah. I'll give you a tip, though, Donnie. On Twitter, this is playing out on Twitter after someone complained. The direct response from the airline was, quote, that it has simplified in-flight catering amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Simplified my ass. That is an excuse saying it's COVID's fault that we've got shit service. That is the translation of that, JT. That's maybe what we need, mate, is a translation segment. And we'll translate what's happening in the world to layman's terms.
Mate, you might be onto something there. Now, of course, another bizarre story that came out during the week, Donnie, is, well, it's come from Russia, so automatically you know it's going to be bizarre to start with, right?
It just bumped up the list, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Now, when you're in charge of some very big, dangerous machinery, Donnie, like let's just go with a tank, for example.
That's sort of the top of the list in terms of big and dangerous, JT. Yeah. You'd want to have your shit together.
You would want to have your shit together, Donnie. Now, we know that in Australia, we take drink driving very, very seriously, because bad things can go wrong when you drink drive.
True story.
Well, in Russia, Donnie, the same rule applies. And I would have thought especially so if you're driving a tank.
No. Yeah. Surely you're not... You're going to tell me someone's pissed. Did he steal it? Or is he legit a soldier?
A legit soldier, and may have just had a couple of vodkas before he headed out in the street. And don't worry, Donnie, we've got footage. We've got footage of this.
Have we? Let's have a look at this.
This is true. It actually went down a town, just nearly ran into a couple of shops, and ended up going through the perimeter fence of the airport, and is where it got caught on footage. So here's a bit of that footage right now. You can see the tank coming in here.
Oh.
And here's the fence. And whoopsie. Oh, no, we'll just stop. No, we'll just
stop. Oh, you're no challenge for me.
Yeah, we'll just go through it. dear. Fair to say that our Russian friend driver got in a little bit of trouble for that, Donnie.
Oh, you think? I wonder. He probably got promoted, did he? Like, that is a serious... like, you think someone who's driving a tank probably doesn't have to follow all the road rules, but that's one that's worth following, I would have thought, JT.
Yeah, I would have thought so, mate. Now, we also love to bring some pretty exciting things that happen. And one of those, Donny, in the world is the Guinness Book of Records.
Well, we love the Guinness Book of Records, JT.
Oh, we do. And, I know this is, some of them you just sort of go, nah, not a hope in hell. You just go, it just looks too hard.
As in you wouldn't have a crack at it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, remember the guy we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, the planking dude. I mean, how long was he planking for?
8 hours, some?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even do bloody 80 seconds, let alone 8 hours. Yeah. So, but
that's
this is...
That's sleeping.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But how about this, mate? This one you can do at home, Donnie. All you
Righto.
Need,
all right.
you need, table tennis ball in the mouth, and you just got to blow it into the wall and catch it back into your mouth.
Oh.
That's all you got to do.
Catch back into your mouth.
Yeah, and blow it back into the wall repeatedly.
You go, oh, jeez, I can't even throw the bloody jelly beans up and catch them in me gob, mate. I've got stuff on chance with a table tennis ball.
Donnie, I've got footage. And I had to give people to show them what this was going to be like. So this is, the world record is 43 balls in 30 seconds.
Holy crap. Let's see this, JT. What have you got?
I reckon, Donnie, you can have a crack.
You know what? I reckon next podcast, JT, I might give him a nudge at the record. I'm going to have a go at it. You've got to have a big gob for that, though, don't you?
Well, he didn't look like he had an overly big gob, did he?
Be very accurate, I would have thought. He'd be popular in jail. he's a very talented man. So I'm going to say on that, JT.
Well, he's a world record holder, Donnie, so good luck to him, right?
Oh, he's got one on us, then. We're not.
We're really not.
Once upon a time.
Oh, now, JT, you know what? I was thinking about this segment, and I thought what we need to do is we need to have those moments, because we're all thinking about, okay, life post COVID and COVID normal. What are the things we've missed from our childhood, the shit you just don't see anymore? And I come up with a couple, and I think you might have a couple of your own, but have a think about this. One of mine was, we used to all rip ass around Toke on our bikes, our BMX bikes, and then we just do a big skid out the front of our mate's joint, all just jump off your bike and run in and just hang out with your mate. And anyone driving past would see where the local gang was, because that's where all the bikes were at the front of some joint's house. You just don't see a heap of BMXs dumped out the front of some joint's house anymore, do you? Like some place out. You don't.
Very true.
So that's something I miss. How about this one, JT? I miss this one. I reckon you would have done a few of these at school too, in art, making an ashtray.
Yeah, we did. We had to make them out of plastic, I think it was, at the time, in our plastics class, I think it was, yeah.
Can you imagine telling your kids, kids, we're all going to go to school and make an ashtray?
Yeah, probably not going to happen today, is it?
It's not going to happen. So that's a thing in the past. I remember my first flight. I flew Lufthansa over to Germany, and there was a bloody ashtray on the plane, mate. I'm just thinking, in those days, you could still smoke.
That's right, you could.
So
yeah.
You didn't even have to go to art class and make your own and take it on the flight. They had one for you, so that was cool. Mate, speaking of smoking, how about this, JT?
What do you got?
How about smoking vending machines? That's a thing of the past.
Yeah, that's true. You used to be able to go to the shopping centres or whatever, and you'd have to go and buy a packet of fags for the old man or something. Yeah, that's true.
Nowadays, you need a bloody 100 points of ID. They're hidden behind brown paper bags, and you're enemy number one if you're buying fags today. It's almost like it's easier to buy a Playboy than a packet of cigarettes. Well, allegedly it would be, but it's crazy, isn't it?
Mate, it is crazy. I think they're all gone. I mean, you can't even see them anymore, isn't it? The new law is they've got to be out of sight completely, isn't it?
Out of sight. Reminds me of my old mate Mick, who's is a marketing manager at Philip Morris. And I thought, how bloody tough would his job be? You know, like literally, how do you market your product when the government says you're not showing that shit to anyone, mate?
No, It is a challenge, and it's still obviously legal. Tough. So, yeah, exactly.
Oh, it
right.
is.
All the rules Weird. That they get put into them. So, mate, that's a good segment. I'd love to hear from some other people out there as well about some of the things that you've heard. Now, remember, on tonight's show, the best comment is going to get a prize directly from Daniel Adamek at tomm.com.au. We're going to cross live to him towards the end of this show, and he's going to select the best comment. So if you've got some great memories of stuff that you can think of in the old days or any other comment, you're in the running to win a fantastic prize from Tom M.
Oh, JT, how good is it that we've got some of the most attractive sponsors on the planet, and we just so happen to have some of the most attractive listeners on the planet. What a wonderful combination.
We are very, very blessed, Donnie. Now, this is the segment that I always get a little bit nervous about. This is where we just let you go full Don.
Donnie's pick of the week.
Yeah, JT, I looked over here at the tradie, the sprays, and I thought, which one is appropriate for this? So I've got the date night workout and weekend. I should have opened the door. I could have picked any one for tonight's Don's pick of the week, because this one here is a story. We're going to sneak right over to our friends over in Scotland, in Dundee, and I want to raise a lady's name by the name of Paula Ramsey, right? Paula, she's got her mate, and her mate is his name. What's his bloody name again? I forgot his name. Doesn't matter. Aaron. Aaron was Paula's mate, and she was at home, and Paula's a nurse, right? And so she's at home. She gets this gift delivered to her. Aaron delivers this gift, and he thought it'd be piss funny if he sent a big dildo. So she sends it, no problems at all. That's a bit of funny, ha, 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 you know, COVID lockdown here, this will get you through. We all understand that. Yeah. All right. But she's at work a couple of days later. Aaron sends this photo, JT. I've got it. I'm hoping you'll be able to bring this up, mate. Oh. Sends this photo. Her little dog, her little French bulldog, has found this little apparatus and is wandering around the main street with this in its mouth, mate. How funny is this, JT? And so, of course, there she is. Paula ends up getting the photo and thought it was a bit piss funny that she's been busted. You know, the dog's grabbed the apparatus and gone for a wander with it. So she's put it on Twitter. But good sport. That's bloody excellent. We like that sort of stuff. So much so, JT, I told you about you need to do a sex tape. That's had 28,000 likes on social media since. Oh, so hell. Get yourself a dog and a little piece from the bedroom.
I'd love to have a little dog, but well, there you go. 28,000, mate. People like anything these days. Even like our show, Donnie. It shows you the standards.
Hey, you're guilty.
The standards are bloody dropping, aren't they?
We love it.
What's happening with Gen Z?
Donnie, this is where we get to talk about things that are happening with Gen Z. Now, of course, it's for those that are doing school at the moment, Year 12, muck-up day. So it was muck-up day today at my daughter's school. There was girls dressed up in all sorts of weird and wonderful shit and spraying stuff at people. But, of course, that's followed by exams for a lot of the Year 12s. It's been an incredibly tough year. So good luck to all the students that are out there that are listening that are about to head into probably what would be the toughest exam period I could think of in my lifetime, right?
Oh, mate, I tell you what, if you think you've had a good year and you're going into your exams and you're thinking, oh, geez, I'm a bit underdone, imagine doing it this year, mate. At least I'd be justified with the result I got. Oh, it was COVID.
Yeah, that's right. COVID's going to get blamed for a lot of shit, right? Now, Donnie, I know that you love your pop music. You're always right up there with what's going on. So you'd be all over the fact, mate, that Harry Styles... He has just dropped his new music video, Donnie. Golden.
Did he pick it up?
It's big, mate. I can't play it because then we'll have all these copyright issues. And
We'll
be in a little bit of trouble with that one. But it's just been dropped this week. It's gone insane already. So look out. It was off his album that got released towards the end of last year, but the music video has just dropped. So all these other hits that he's released have all gone to number one. So I'd expect this one won't be too far behind.
Well, I'll tell you what, JT, if anyone's going to know anything about what's hot to trot, it's Gen Z. So Harry Styles, what's it called? Golden.
Golden, mate, golden.
That's what I call my boy.
There you go, the golden boy. Exactly, all right. So get around it. Now, the last thing, of course, we've got Halloween coming up soon, Don. So bit of a tip, a heads up there for the parents that are out there. A new movie just dropped on Netflix, and it is called Hubie Halloween. And
I watched it the other day, JT.
Yeah, what did you think, mate? It's actually very popular at the moment. So what did you think?
Is it? Well, yeah, okay, yep. It's got the water boy in it. What's his name? Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler, mate, yep.
Yes, yes. No, there's some good bits in it. But I'm not into the scary stuff, JT, so I was a bit... But it's not too scary. It's a bit funny. Is it for kids?
Well, it's classed as an American comedy horror.
Right, okay. Well, it certainly puts the spotlight on Halloween, that's for sure. If there is towns and cities that go half as nuts as they did in that movie around Halloween and the freak show, mate, I would love – well, I don't know that I would love to go there because that would be some freakish stuff that goes on over there, mate.
It would indeed. We're looking forward. It's normally pretty big down our way, but obviously with COVID – things will be a little bit subdued, I suspect, this year, although the kids are still just busting to get out. But apparently the law is that you're not allowed to go to people's doors and stuff. You can just leave out some lollies for them, I think, is the rule.
I thought we were allowed to slingshot them. But you're not allowed to... with some Jaffas and shit. No, you wouldn't do that. That's just stupid. Don't do that.
Just stupid, mate. Donnie, new segment. You bloody mongrel!
I do love our stingers, JT. But you know what? This is so Australian. And you know what else I like about this? JT, I want you to think of this one man's name. You'll know him. You'll know him. I know you'll know him. His name's Jack Grant. What comes to mind when I say Jack Grant? Don't say Hugh.
I would have thought Scotch, to be honest. But
Oh, yeah, that's good. Well, this is an Australian fella.
Right.
And he worked for Qantas back in 1965. And I'd, like, we had a crack at Virgin before about their shit business class meal. But hats off to Jack.
What's he done?
He invented the big inflatable slide to get off the plane.
Right.
He invented it.
So that when there's an emergency, the plane crashes, the slide comes out, everyone jumps down the slide. That was an Aussie that invented that.
Yep. And that slide, JT, it's not just for getting off the plane. It's actually a life raft. So if you're out in the water, you can just bloody unhook that, take your rod, go fishing. Like, that's how good Jack is, mate. He thought, well, don't just get off the plane. Let's use it, go whitewater rafting as well. So I just wanted to pay attention to that because Aussies, we get the piss taken out of us a lot on TikTok and Americans taking the piss out of Australia. Mate, we've done some good stuff, JT.
What is it with us and aeroplane crashes? Because you were telling us a story a couple of weeks ago about it was an Aussie that invented the black box.
Yes, that's right. Lives in Dingley.
Are we a bit paranoid of aeroplane crashes or something in Australia?
well, admittedly, we've got Qantas, best flight record ever, haven't they? That's pretty good.
They don't need that shit.
Nope. They could just throw, even though Jack's created it, he invented it, he doesn't need it. That's bloody awesome. That's all I want to do, mate. I just wanted to draw some attention to Jack and go, hats off, Jack. Thanks very much, mate. I feel better when I fly because of you.
Good on you, Jack. Donnie, life hacks, mate. What have you got for the good people out there to make their life just that little bit simpler?
Well, JT, there was a life hack we spoke about a couple of weeks back, and you said, mate, I've got one, and it was about heating up the pizza, and you said, ha-ha, just turn your toaster on its side.
Yes.
JT, yeah. I had listeners smash my door down with, no, it's a shit life hack, JT.
Why?
There was a bloody... A house burned down because their toaster caught fire trying to heat up their bloody pizza, JT. So I had to just tone our life hacks down a bit because people are trying this shit off.
Sorry, good people.
It's all right, mate. Every now and then we lose a house and it's fair call. Right, so JT, what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring your attention to cooking oil.
Yeah, you use it to do chips and stuff, right?
Well, yes, and grease in the fry pan before you start.
Yeah.
You know what? If you've got a squeaky door, JT, don't run down to Bunnings and...
Get a WD-40, mate.
No bullshit. Get your cooking oil. Done.
Cooking oil.
Cooking oil. on the door. Yeah, just be careful you don't spray it all over the wall because it'll make a mess. I'm telling you, it'll make a mess. But so be careful, just a couple little squirts, cooking oil. I shit you not, no more squirts. Awesome, you'll love it. Right, let me move on to bad smelling shoes, JT.
I wouldn't know, mate. My feet smell beautiful, Donnie.
Mate, there's a good reason, JT, I wear Crocs. And that is so I never get a bad smelling shoe. So, but if you're in the unfortunate situation that your feet stink, and I'm not going to name any names, but what I can tell you is, JT, there's a simple solution, mate. It's not BS chemicals and sprays. Get a tea bag.
Tea bags?
Yep. Remember I told you about the astronauts the other week and they had their tea bags?
Save their lives or block the oxygen or something. Yeah, yeah.
This is saving more lives, mate. For stinky Pete's, stinky feet, chuck a tea bag in your shoes. I kid you not, JT, you will have the body smell gone. The tea absorbs all the smell. How good's that?
There you go. These tea bags are just little miracle makers, aren't they?
Yep, and you can use them for a drink. Maybe not after you've done the shoes, JT.
Yeah, not try a different tea bag maybe for that one. Mm. Now, Donnie, it comes to our 12 rounds. And, well, this is a chance where we have a bit of fun with our celebrity that we have a feature interview with on each week. And this week, Donnie, we got to catch up with the fabulous Danny DeToro, mate. And you have a bit of a history with Danny.
Mate, I do. Danny DeToro is one of my favourite humans of all time, to be really honest, mate. We've travelled to compete in 3 games together. Danny's actually got a few more under her belt. Literally become world number one tennis player. But anybody who's had any contact with Danny, I shit you not, your life is better because of it. So, mate, going 12 rounds with Danny, and I know the feature interview is, it's an absolute cracker and people are going to love it. So why don't we rip into 12 rounds, JT?
12 rounds with JT and Donnie.
Now, Danny, your co-captain from the Rio Paralympic Games, Kurt Fernley, has crawled Kokoda. JT's doing Kokoda in August. Are you going with him?
No chance.
Don't blame you. I'm still as well. Now, you've won both the Korean Open and the Japan Open, but we know there's some pretty interesting meals over there in Asia. Have you ever had to try anything really weird?
Yes. it's a longer story, but actually whale got served to me and I was under quite a lot of obligation to try it. I'm vegan, hey. So, and at the time I was eating fish and they thought, oh, it's fish, you'll be fine. So not fish. Right. But it was one of those moments where I was really clear of my place and needed to do it. It was intense and I can still taste death in my mouth.
Oh, Danny, your Bachelor of Chinese Medicine, is that the same as The Bachelor on TV?
Probably not.
Now, you've transitioned from tennis to table tennis, where the balls keep getting smaller and smaller. Are you eyeing off a career in marbles, Nick?
I love marbles. I rock at marbles, and I still wish I knew where that bag was.
Daddy, you and your tennis doubles partner, Branka, were known as the hottest two chicks in the Australian Paralympic team in the Sydney 2000 Paralympic Games. Was I the hottest guy?
You were up there. You were almost clubhouse leader.
Like you said, almost.
Almost killing me.
The French Open doubles in 2010, which I'm sure was a great moment. But was it soured by the fact that you were basically stuck in a country full of rude people?
And the Eiffel Tower is pretty.
It is beautiful.
Danny, you did a lot of work in women's jails. They're rough. Did anyone try and rough you up and steal your wheels?
No, but they did ask me, what are you in here for?
And?
Well, how good's that? Like, how awesome. Like, yeah.
Got street cred.
I'm here by choice.
Now, you are about to head into your 7th Paralympics. Is that just getting a bit greedy?
Yep.
When you studied Chinese medicine, Danny, did you practice acupuncture on yourself?
Always. I love it. It's one of my favourite things. I still do it.
Sicko.
Speaking of Chinese medicine, do you know where someone could perhaps get some good herbs?
Yep.
In the post, JT. Daddy, you've travelled the world. What is the one thing you don't leave home without?
Tea tree oil. Yeah, tea tree oil.
I thought you meant the whole tree.
Yeah, just the whole tree.
Now, Don mentioned earlier you were the team captain with Kurt Fearnley at the 2016 Rio Olympics. Did you ever think about just knocking him off so you could be the sole captain?
Nah, man. He's a bloody warrior, and I just couldn't have been prouder to be with him.
He's a good human, that's for true. That's sure. Donny, you've survived. Thanks for going 12 rounds with JT and Donny.
Woo!
Yeah! Oh, what a fantastic person to talk to, Donny.
Oh, I tell you what, JT, that is the one thing we're very fortunate to do, is to just spend some quality time and ask some questions. And, yeah, the 12 rounds is a bit of a piss take, but it's certainly a good glimpse of Danny, isn't it? Like, she's got a good sense of humour, but where she has gone with her life, you know, from the time that brick wall fell on her in Dandenong, mate, and what she's done with her life, I tell you what, it is absolute compelling listening. My advice, JT, is to the parents listening to this podcast, is we will release the episode with Danny. It's absolutely well worth getting the kids around to have a listen to it. And I tell you what, it's a game changer, mate.
It is. Her perspective on life after what she's been through was just absolutely incredible. So I 100% agree. It was a fantastic. I could have spoken to her for another 3 hours, I reckon. It was awesome. Yeah. It's a pretty quick interview. It only goes for about 30 minutes or so, but I guarantee you're going to get something out of it. And, of course, we've also got a video that's coming out. It'll be out tomorrow with Wayne. We did 12 rounds with Wayne last week, and we'll be releasing the full interview of that one tomorrow as well, Donny.
Hey, and I love the fact that he had a crack at the Storm, JT. And, of course, Storm.
Yeah, didn't.
I might get him on the blower, mate, just to remind him about that.
Mate, I actually put the graphics in there on the 12 rounds just to remind him that they lost, mate, just so it was forever recorded on YouTube in history. So, yeah, so we'll have both of those full interviews out with you soon, and definitely recommend that you tune in and have a listen. Now, Donny, we get into this next section, of course, which is... Hero of the week, Donny. Who have we got? Who's our hero?
JT, have a think about this. Now, we've just talked about Storm winning. Melbourne Storm won the NRL.
Yeah, good on you.
And the day before, we had the AFL, of course. They talked about all the time they're on the road, and we had Richmond and Geelong in there, and, of course, Gary Ablett. Gary Ablett is junior, one of the greatest players, clearly out of the father-son rule, but probably that aside, still one of the greatest players. But Gary, as much as I loved watching what he did and play the game over the years, I want to give Hero of the Week to the Richmond Footy Club, JT.
What, for winning the grand final?
No, not for winning the grand final, JT. It's what they did in their guard of honour when Gary left the field. So we had Geelong all down one side, Richmond down the other side. They'd just won the premiership. They'd just been awarded their medals. They all took their premiership medals off so that photo and that history will be stamped with the legacy of Gary Ablett, not the fact that they've all just won the premiership. How bloody respectful is that, mate?
No, it was bloody awesome. We just flicked the photo up there for the people to have a look at. It was absolutely brilliant. It's nice to see that sportsmanship is still alive in sport today.
So Heroes of the Week is absolutely Richmond Footy Club and all involved. Well done.
Yeah, well done, guys. That actually definitely is worthy of... That's enough. All right, now, Don.
You love all your buttons and shit when they work, don't you? Like, that's why you don't get much sleep. You're up there bloody playing.
I don't know. I need to get a life. You're right. Now, this, of course, this is my moment to shine, Donny.
I like this, mate. This is what they come for.
Dad joke of the week.
JT, I have to just... put the barometer on this before I let you loose with another dad joke. I have to ask, is this one that requires the parents to send their kids for a glass of milk?
Donnie, I am pleased to say on both jokes for this evening are kid friendly.
Whoa, JT, this will be interesting.
I don't know. I've got a bit of a theme coming through. You'll probably be able to pick it up. But let's get into our first joke, Donnie. And now there's a woman that she's out golfing one day, and wouldn't it be nice to get out and have a hit of the ball, especially on a day today. It was a cracking day. And she hits her ball into the woods, you know, miscued, you know, just sliced it off, and away she goes. So she goes into the woods, and she's looking for a ball, and she finds a frog that's just in a trap. It's a just stuck in the poor thing. But here's the thing, Donnie. The frog spoke to her.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. And it says, if you release me from this trap, I'll grant you 3 wishes.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah, yeah. So the women thought, well, bloody hell, I'm up for 3 free wishes. So she lets the frog go. Now the frog says, oh, thank you. But I did fail to mention that there is a condition to your wishes. That whatever you wish for, your husband will get 10 times more or better.
Oh.
So the woman
this
thought,
is interesting.
Yeah, so the woman's gone, okay, hang on. Okay, you know what? Yep, all right, that'll be okay. So for her first wish, she said, I want to be the most beautiful woman in the world. And the frog warned her. He says, well, you do realize that this wish will also make your husband the most handsomest man in the world. He'll be like an Adonis. Women will just flock to him. And the woman said, yeah, oh, that's okay because I'll be the most beautiful woman and he'll only have eyes for me. Okay, well, that sort of makes sense. So, boom, done. Most beautiful in the woman, women in the world, done. Now, for her second wish, mate, she says, well, I want to be the richest woman in the world. And the frog says, well, hang on a minute. You know, if I make you the richest in the world, that's going to make your husband the richest man in the world, and he's actually going to be 10 times richer than you. And the woman said, oh, yeah, but that's okay because what's mine is his and what's his is mine. So, yeah, that's all good. So no problems. Okay, boom. They're both filthy rich. So then the frog said, well, what do you got for the third wish? And she said, well, I've really put some thought into this, but look, I'd just like a mild heart attack.
Oh, no. Here's me loving her and where she's going, and she's a sneaky cow.
Bit sneaky, wasn't it?
No, oh, that's harsh.
Yeah, I thought so. But I liked it. Oh, that was all right. The second joke for you, mate. There we go. Got this one. We're already geared up. Now, Mr. Bear and Mr. Rabbit. Now, I really struggled coming up with a sound effect for a rabbit and didn't even go with a bear, so just bear with me. Mr. Bear and Mr. Rabbit, they don't like...
Bear with me.
That's all right. They don't like each other very much, Don. And one day, while walking through the woods, they came across... Guess what? They came across a golden frog.
Not that same bloody frog.
It's the same frog.
Gets around.
And this frog talks. And they were just amazed. They said, oh, bloody hell, this dog's, you know, the bear and the rabbit gun, this bloody frog's talking. This is incredible. And the frog says, he goes, look, I admit, I don't meet people very often. He says, but when I do meet people, he said, I always give them 6 wishes. So he said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you guys 3 wishes each. So the bear gets 3 wishes and the rabbit gets 3 wishes. Seems like a pretty fair deal.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So the bear immediately wished, he said, well, you know what? I wish that all the other bears in the forest were females. Bang. Frog granted his wish. Done. Mr. Rabbit, after thinking for a while, he says, I'd like a crash helmet. So one appeared immediately and was placed on his head. Mr. Bear's amazed at Mr. Rabbit's wish. But he carries on with his second wish and he says, you know what? I wish that all the bears in the neighbouring forests were females as well. This bear is setting himself up for a good time. So then he says to the rabbit, well, what would you like for your second wish? And the rabbit says, well, tell you what, he goes, I'd like a motorcycle. And Jeannie's going, oh, okay, boom. Yeah, so a motorcycle appears before him and he climbs on board and he starts revving up the engine. The bears just can't believe it and he's complained. He's like, this is ridiculous. Mr. Rabbit's just wasted 2 of his bloody wishes and I could have had them for myself. It's bloody ridiculous. Anyway, so he says, you know what, for my final wish, he goes, and we sort of know where this bear's, what he's thinking. He goes, you know what, screw the neighbouring neighbourhood. He goes, I wish that all the other bears in the whole world were females as well, which would leave me as the only male bear in the whole world. So, done. He goes, no worries, done. So the flog replied, and that's been done. And then they both turn and they look towards Mr. Rabbit. And he's sitting on his bike. He's got his helmet on. He's got his bike there, and he's thinking. And he says, let me think. I'll tell you what. He goes, look, I wish that Mr. Bear was gay. Off he rode as fast as he could.
Oh, that little bastard rabbit.
It was just silly, but that's what our that's what dad jokes are all about, Donnie.
Well, true, and just quietly, that that gay bear is going to be right in his element, because every other bear is a chick bear. So anyway, good on him. Dad jokes.
That's what I thought.
The pro tip of the week.
Oh, now, Donnie, we've had some cracking little short tips. They only go for a minute. We have some great tips from our listeners from our Money Whisperer. What's he come up with this week, Don?
Mate, dead set, going to get us ahead, JT. Steers us in the right direction, says how to make money, save money. This week, he has got for us this.
G'day, guys. It's the Money Whisperer here with our weekly update. I spoke a couple of weeks ago about the interest rates and how I believe that the property market is likely to have some significant growth in the near future. I think that's been reinforced. My beliefs have been further reinforced by the responsible lending laws being wound back, the Reserve Bank being keen for people to invest in properties. Interest rates, the variable rates may come down slightly even further. There's some great incentives for first buyers, et cetera, out there. And there's a lot of pent-up demand, people ready to go. And there was many people waiting for the property prices to bust, which is just not going to happen in the short-term future. So I'm very bullish on property for the next couple of years. So my suggestion would be for any first home buyers who've been holding back, or any parents who want to looking at helping their kids into the property market, that now would be a very good time. There's some good first home incentive packages with the government, or parental guarantee security properties is a great option in a lot of cases to get your kids into the market with very little deposit, allow them to get the quick growth that might come, and they've got a foot on the ladder, and from that then they can walk on their own and they're away. As I said, I just think there's going to be some really good growth the next 18 to 24 months. So first home buyers, if I was in your shoes, I would be jumping on board. Cheers.
There you go, Donnie.
Well, JT, when the Money Whisperer talks, we listen, because he's been good last week. He tipped us into Webjet. We put a couple of lazy ones, a couple of gold into that. So we'll see what happens with Webjet. He's saying, listen, these are long-term investments, but we did just indicate there should be some quick growth in property over the next couple of years. So everyone's got an opinion on that, but we take advice from the Money Whisperer because we like him and he's got some skin in the game. So good on him.
That's exactly right. So now he also mentioned when we were talking about shares last week, and we had a great question about where can you buy shares from. So next week's episode, he's going to let the people know a good way of actually buying and trading shares that doesn't cost you a fortune. So look forward to hearing about that one next week.
Oh, excellent.
I know. Now, this is it, Donnie.
JT's Pick of the Week.
Now, I try and find some interesting stuff for our good listeners. And, this one was intriguing, Donnie, because, you know, I like sort of, you know, medical, science-y, geeky sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, well, something pretty extraordinary happened during the week. And I do genuinely mean extraordinary, Don. And it's about something that's very familiar to you and something that's very familiar to our listeners.
Ooh.
And that is our own body. Don, ooh, yeah. They actually just found a secret organ in the body that they didn't know existed. This is the first organ that's been discovered in 300 years. Despite all the medical advances that we have had, they've just found a new organ.
Where?
It's actually in your head. It's near the rear end of the nasopharynx, so it's right at the back. It's a very hard spot to get to. And basically what it is it's some saliva glands. And previously we only had saliva from about 3 points in our body, but they've found saliva glands in the head.
Holy crap, JT. This is clearly significant, but I've got a couple of questions just jump straight at me. One, how have they not found it till now? Like, what hello?
Well, that's very, it's a very good question. They've actually got a new machine. It's called, and I'll quote this, a PSMA PET CT machine. And it's been able to scan stuff that hasn't been able to be done before. And so I've got a picture of this. This is legit true. There's a picture there. So these glands are literally right at the back here that you can see where the arrows are pointing. And it's a pretty amazing discovery on a number of levels. But one of the main things, it was discovered while they were doing testing on cancer. And so these were cancer patients and they were trying to work out treatments and stuff. And saliva glands are very, very affected by cancer treatments. And previously they didn't think, obviously, that there were saliva glands in the head. So when there was radiation and stuff going around the head, they weren't that worried about it. But now they're going, whoa, hang on a minute, this is a bit of a game changer here. And so it's only early days. There was only about 300 people found in the study. All of them bar one were women in the study because it was a prostate cancer study. So whether it exists in women or not is not really that known. But, yeah, first organ in 300 years is pretty fascinating. And, yeah, good on the researchers for finding that. And I dare say they'll have a nice little Nobel Peace Prize or something to go against their name next year.
Mate, if we had done this right, they would have been our bloody hero of the week, JT, and would have got something from Tom M. That's what they should get. I don't remember that bloody Nobel Peace thing.
That's very true, and that'll be coming up soon enough. We're going to cross live to Daniel pretty soon. But first,
can we do that?
We're going to bloody dry. But before we do that, Donnie, before we do that, you know, we like our little media watch segment where we come up with a few bloopers, Donnie.
Oh, what do you got? These will be good. They're always good.
All right, here we go. Let's have a look at this one.
Kevin? Steve? Tell me the last thing you stuck your finger in.
Last thing he stuck his finger into.
My wife, Steve. Kale?
Yes, sir.
I've had a lot of good answers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's my favorite answer of all time.
Well, your time starts.
What do you reckon?
JT, that's not a blooper. That is just piss funny, mate. I'm very, very impressed with that. That is, yep, that's gold.
Yeah, you like that one? Fantastic. All right. Well, now we're going to try and do something which is incredibly unheard of. We are going to be throwing live to our good friend from Tom M, Daniel Adamek, and he's going to announce the winner of the Tom M Prize for the best comments. I'm sure he's been reviewing all the comments.
The comments, yes.
Let's see if we can dial him in now. Mr. Daniel Adamek, are you there, my friend?
Hello, hello, beautiful humans.
Yay!
Here he is.
It actually works. How are you, mate?
It worked. I am very well. I am I'm Corona done. I finished Netflix. I'm the first Australian to have finished Netflix. I completed it. I clocked it. I've always liked video games. So I'm done. I've enjoyed that, and we're back out in the open with the humans. So that's lovely. Another great show, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Really
Thanks.
Enjoyed it today.
And what do you got for some comments and prizes? Where everyone's hanging, mate. They're very popular, the Tom N prizes. What have we got this week?
Oh, aren't they ever, mate? People are fighting for them.
I did like Brioni. This evening, Brioni said, my dad would send me to the shop to buy me a pack of smokes with 50 cents when I was a kid. I think I even got some change. And I just did a little Facebook stalk on Brioni, and she's a bit of a looker, so I'm going to give a double cup.
That is just so wrong.
A lovely Bluetooth speaker.
They're good.
Yep, made in the same factory as one of our competitors that are high-end. And so this one is a little beauty coming straight towards you. Thank you, Brioni, for tuning in and everybody else. Love it.
Good on you, Dan. If someone wanted to buy them on the website, mate, how much would they cost? On your website.
Oh, got no idea, mate.
Excellent. I love that you're across all your products in the system.
But it'd be cheaper than the competitors.
It'd be cheap though, right?
$40. Yeah, there you go. $40, they'd retail for about double that. So affordable technology is the way to go for us. That's trying to change the mindset. But thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Awesome, Dan. Look forward to seeing you next week on the show, mate. Thanks for dropping in as our first ever live broadcast cross.
Hey, JT, how good is the reception in the cave, mate? That is impressive.
It's bloody awesome. So have a good week, Dan. We'll see you next week.
See you, Chef. Thanks for being an awesome sponsor. That's bloody good, mate.
Mate, we like that live cross. We're doing all sorts of stuff here. It's mate, we're I know, right? It's fancy stuff. Now, we get into
JT, you're putting comments on the screen. Everything, like, mate, this technology is out of the park. I want to hear from the punters tonight, because we're hearing from them, because a few of them lit up the phone when we said the word capture, of course. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to announce that
prize draw coming up soon. Yes.
And mate, the other thing that I'm really conscious of is that the effort we've gone into to move this night around to suit people. So I'd love to hear some feedback too around, you know, nights that work for people.
Yeah, we're just going to keep playing with the concept, and of course we've got the big prize draw coming up next in the final fling. I just did want to do a reminder from you guys. If you're still listening, that means you're hopefully some loyal listeners. So can you just do us a favor, even if you're listening on, and this is a podcast, can you just head over to iTunes and just drop us a review? It makes a huge amount of difference when you get on there. We're currently at 4.5 out of 5, but if you can write some comments in there as well, that'd be awesome, because that's really what helps you climb up the charts in iTunes. So, if you can take 2 minutes out of your day, that would be bloody awesome. And on that note, Donnie, we're going to get into the final fling, mate.
JT, the world has been filled with negativity and anger and frustration. One of the things that we can do to make a difference is look on the bright side. And one thing that will give you more than you could possibly imagine is a random act of kindness, JT. How this works is bloody simple. Just do something kind for somebody. So you don't need a lot of money to do this. You can give somebody up a parking space. You can put a trolley away for somebody. You can pay for somebody who's buying something. But, mate, it's just a random act of kindness. If you're in the drive-through, put a bit of cash forward so that the next person gets it a bit cheaper. Anything you like. But I tell you what, mate, it can make the world a difference. So a random act of kindness is our final thought for this week.
Oh, I love that final thought, mate. Well done. And a heads up for everyone for next week, just on what's coming up. Obviously, America decides next week, so there's going to be a lot of talk around the US election. We've got the Melbourne Cup, of course, coming up next week.
And giddy up, JT. That's us. We'll be saying giddy up. We want everybody on every social media bloody thing to hashtag giddy up. Yeah. You know, when you have a winner horse, everything, it's steer over here.
It could be our chance to get giddy up out there. There's no doubt about that now. But in a real note, because I know you love your ponies, Donnie, and me being an animal lover are probably dead against it. But here's a stat, and it's a sobering stat. On average, one horse dies every 3 days in Australia on a racetrack. So just remember that when you're all placing out your bets, that animals do die at these races. There we go. I thought we'd leave that with a good note. Donnie, I'll have a look on his face.
JT. I'm still betting.
And, of course, it's Halloween. So on Saturday is Halloween as well. So that's going to be exciting. I don't know what we can do, but obviously in the other states got a little bit more freedom. In Victoria, it's the kids will do their best, I'm sure. Now, Donnie, it is time for the big wheel, mate. We are going to spin this wheel.
Yes, this is more fancy technology, JT. I'm excited by this.
I'm a little bit nervous, but yep.
Is everybody that put the code word in tonight, which was capture, you've entered their name into the wheel.
Have.
And then you're going to show the wheel on the screen.
Am.
So there's no bias, no nothing.
Correct.
Push spin like a bottle.
Yep.
You're going to spin it. The winner is whoever it lands on.
There you go.
Here we go.
Here's the big wheel.
Names, this is fancy.
Names are loaded. Good luck, everybody. And away we go.
Good luck, Evans.
Oh, it's slowing down. It's on Donna B. Is it going to stick over? It's gone to Daniel. Daniel A has cleaned up. Congratulations, Daniel A. Now, you know what's funny about...
Hang on a minute. Yeah, yes, okay.
You know what's funny about that? Of course, Donnie.
Tell me what's funny.
Mate, your final fling was just talking about doing something something nice for people. And we've got Daniel Adamek, who's putting up his own products, doing stuff for nice things for people. And the wheel has just rewarded that karma and said, bang, you can have the Giddy Up voucher.
JT, if that is not why this podcast is bloody amazing, then there is no better evidence. That is it. Good people deserve good things. Tell me, is there any way we can rig this wheel, by the way? I'm just curious.
None whatsoever, or if there is, I haven't worked it out.
All right, there you go. Lovely. So please stop asking me.
Yeah, we really can't rig it. So there you go. Look, we hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. We're going to wrap it up. We'll have a bit of a chat to you afterwards, but this is the formal close. So thank you for bearing with us with the technology. We've learnt lots on this episode, I tell you, on the tech, and hopefully it'll be even better next week. Let us know what nights work for you. We are going to keep playing around with it until we find something that seems to work. But until then, Donnie, oh, I love it.
Yeah.